All right, guys, big episode of the Nordys podcast. Tim Robinson is coming to HBO. We update our Chris rankings, and we do our personal Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse of 90s TV shows. Here we go. And here we go, Nordys podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
I'm doing just awesome, man. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Happy to be here. Great first episode.
It was really fun.
We talked about all kinds of stuff. We talked about the women's and men's.
Mostly women's.
College basketball tournament. Talked a lot about that. We talked about how wrestling is officially back.
Apparently. That's what I'm hearing across the nation.
We talked about the Wolves and their run into the playoffs, fighting for the one seed. We talked about the best Premier League season ever, and we ragged on the Twins.
It was pretty much perfect.
Yeah, it was
perfect
a great episode. So go check that out. And also, guys, this would be an awesome time for you guys to finally, you know, when you just always put something off forever and ever and ever, and you think,
it just
I'll get to
weighs
that.
On you. Yeah.
I'll get to that someday. Well, this is the day to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordys Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from. Get the Nordys Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
And I'll challenge you that if you already listen and you follow, go ahead and repost one of my incredible memes and tag us and be like, hey, you guys got to listen to this podcast. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Do that. That'd be really cool. Thank
you. That'd be awesome. We'd like that. Or make a meme and tag us in it. As long as it's not like going to get you or us in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a little risky.
Yeah.
We like them. We like to push a little bit. But yeah, be safe.
All right, so lots to talk about today. First thing we have to talk about is what everyone's been talking about, Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, right. Apparently it's gonna happen.
Where is this gonna be, on Hulu? I bet this is on Hulu, right?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if it would go straight to
Hulu.
Is interesting that like there isn't a
He's kind of a Netflix guy.
Billy Madison 2. There isn't a Happy Gilmore 2. You know, what was his other big movies he had? There isn't There isn't a Big Daddy 2. Like, that's crazy. These days, there would be three or four of those, and they would all be horrible.
What else did he do? Opera Man.
No. That's, I mean, I guess on SNL.
He did Billy Madison.
Yep.
He did, Waterboy.
Horrible.
That's a bad movie. Mr. Deeds.
Even worse, except for the foot thing was funny. The dead foot thing was pretty good.
Yeah, the foot thing hit every
time. Wow, I can't believe you're remembering these.
Yeah, Mr. Deeds.
Danny
Halloween or whatever.
Hoobie Halloween.
Hoobie Halloween.
Well, that's not getting a sequel anytime soon.
That movie was tragic. But I could see way more of the murder mystery.
They can keep making
those. Murder Mystery 2 was bad, and I'd still be excited for Murder Mystery 3.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So, I mean, I really, really love the movie Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I think it's one of my top, like, two, three sports movies in general.
Okay.
It's hilarious. I don't think that a sequel will be nearly as good.
No.
Like, it will probably be horrible.
I think it will be bad.
What do you think? I mean, like...
I have to tell you that the only things that Adam Sandler should do... So, this could fall into one of these, okay? Is... straight to streaming drama movies that have kind of dark humor to them.
Okay.
Kind of like Uncut Gems. Didn't he work on that? He was in it.
He was fantastic.
Was he like a part of the production?
Probably. Well, I mean, he probably was like a producer, isn't he? Made a little bit of the money and most probably lost money, but brilliant stuff. Yeah.
You know, he can do stuff like that, or he can make straight to streaming comedies that. You just get if you pay for the streaming service.
And you just know they're going to be bad.
It's going to be pretty bad with a couple laughs and some fun celebrity appearances.
Yeah.
That's what this needs to be.
So you think it'll be that?
I do.
I hope it's funny. I really love the original. Shooter McGavin is still alive.
Yeah.
That guy's got nothing going on. No, he essentially does a lot of cameos as Shooter.
Okay.
So, like, he's already playing the character. Let's get him on the big screen.
I mean, this is the kind of movie that I think if it was out for free on streaming, I'd watch after 3 weeks.
And, you know, the gal from it, she was in Modern Family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's still working. This could happen.
Yeah.
This could be good.
It's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I know.
All right, how about this? Jonathan Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
Where the early theme in this episode is things we didn't need.
Yeah, yeah, because here comes again.
Jonathan Nolan is planning on finishing up Westworld.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could have predicted the fall of Westworld. When it came out, we were like, this is the next Thrones.
This is the next Thrones.
This is the next big show for HBO.
Yep. They did it again, you know?
That's what we thought. I don't know that a show could have gone off the rails more than this did.
When they started to discover those spirals everywhere. By the way, that's just what you do. You never need to answer what the spiral is.
No.
Okay, let's think of three shows that have used a spiral. Game of Thrones never explained their spirals.
No.
Westworld never really explained their spirals. They give some shitty... True Detective Season 1 never explained their spirals.
True Detective Season 4.
Never explained their spirals.
Spirals.
Wow. It is River of God.
It's prime, yeah.
Gonna need spirals.
Unexplained spirals.
Absolutely. You don't need to explain it. It keeps people watching.
People
for the next
are just
episode.
Like, oh gosh, someone left a spiral there. Was that a cult or was that is that prehistory?
Right. We don't
know. Is that like a being from a different dimension? Like, what is it?
And then they're like,
don't
worry
about
it.
I don't know. We don't know either.
We don't know either.
Kind of creepy though, right?
kind of interesting though, right? I mean, we thought it was in the writer's room. So that I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. That's hilarious.
We're talking about
mostly
Jonathan
the relevant.
Okay, the only thing that would make me watch the show is if Christopher Nolan joined in.
Oh yeah, well that would be the real one. If we can get the OG,
if Christopher
Nolan
could join in and be like, "I'll help," I'd be like, "I'm back."
Yeah, that would do it.
And he'd be like, "It's just gonna go back to the park," which everyone liked.
We're just gonna take it off from end of season one and go from there. Yeah. So I don't care about this. I don't think it's going to happen because it's such an expensive show that you would need a big streaming service or production company to pay for it to get it made. So decide to just like write a book or something to end it, that could be the only way, I think.
Okay, how about this? Another thing I don't think we need, Hulu is doing a series, what do we call this?
It's like a series, like a drama, like a historical drama series.
On the Donald Sterling saga with the Clippers in the NBA.
Yeah, it's called Clipped, and it's got Lawrence Fishburne and Ed Harris. Speaking of Westworld, Ed Harris.
Yeah.
And I don't know
who
else.
He's going to be playing Donald Sterling, right?
I guess so. I suppose.
I don't know if this story needs to be told.
It's kind of like a gross story. Like, you know, it doesn't seem overly complicated from what I've learned. He was a creep who had kind of side girls and he was racist with them and one of them kept receipts.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. And then he got kind of sold out as being like this racist, terrible owner. And then the other owners and the players all kind of like fought back, but they still played the games, but they'd wear like anti-Sterling shirts and stuff. And then
he was
got
forced to sell
forced
and that was it.
The league, and he made like billions of dollars.
Oh, he made all the money and then Ballmer bought it and that's where we're at. So I think we just told you the entire thing
about this story. This is another thing I don't need.
I don't think I need it.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's negativity. The shit's over with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not interested.
Not interested. Okay, how about this? Julia Garner, who was in
Ozark. Can you do the impression of the famous line that she's known for now? Like
you want to stop me? Yeah. I can't do
it. Okay, no. Neither of us then should. That's probably for the best.
She's got a crazy voice there.
She's good. That show was really boring.
You're going to have to fucking kill me, is how
she
says.
You're going to fucking kill me!
Yeah.
This is a great line delivery.
It is good.
She was good. The character was good. I like her as an actress. I want to see more from her. But they've given her quite the interesting role here.
She's going to be in the MCU as the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. So she'll be in the Fantastic Four movie, which we're excited for.
Excited-ish.
Well, we talked about it. We got Pedro Pascal. We got Eben Moss. It sounds cool.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, they went a little different direction, but this is not like as if the Silver Surfer was never a guy or whatever. This is a different, you know, like a sister, right? There may be a Silver Surfer at some point. This is like the sister of the Silver Surfer who is probably also fucking silver. I don't know. You think it's a bad idea to switch it up?
The amount of faith I have currently in the MCU is at lower than low.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know that I would go see an MCU movie in the theaters right now unless it was Spider-Man.
Okay. Or the X-Men.
Yeah, or something that they haven't done yet. Yeah. But I wouldn't go see... I don't think I like Thor.
I don't think there's any sequels that I want to see.
I wouldn't go see Thor. I wouldn't see whatever they're going to try to do with
maybe,
another...
Maybe, because that one is all right, but I wouldn't go to the theaters to see
it.
I'd
watch it on Disney+.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch whatever they're going to plan on doing with Black Panther. I wouldn't go see any Captain Marvel. I don't think I will go see the Captain America.
Yeah.
I think that's a watch on Disney.
Yeah. Like, that's bad. I think but you're right. That, like, there's... zero interesting storylines at this point for me. Ant-Man, I couldn't care fucking less.
I don't know what any person is doing right now that matters at all.
Right.
I don't know who their villain is. They're like recasting their main villain.
Maybe.
I don't know what's happening, and I've seen most of the movies.
Right.
And I don't know where they're headed. They are lost.
You want to know something cool, though?
What?
My son, Billy... told me in the car the other day, he's like, hey, Dad, I want to do an MCU watch. Like, it's not a rewatch for him because he hasn't seen most of these.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yes, that is exciting because we know how good it was. We know that he can essentially end at Endgame and have the most, like, amazing experience.
The first 10 years of Marvel is legendary. Changed
the golden
cinema.
Age of cinema.
Changed cinema forever. I mean, it was like what every company has tried to model their business off of since.
Yeah, right. Which actually probably hurt the business in the end. But
yes,
we sure enjoyed the ride. So yeah, I don't really care. I think it's interesting casting. Julia Garner's.
I mean, I
good.
Like her. I think she's good, and I think she's deserving, and I think she'll do a nice job. But will they tell a story that I care about? I don't think so.
Probably not.
All right, how about this? Something else coming back.
Yeah.
I think we're excited about this one.
Okay.
Star Trek 4
Hell
is coming
yeah.
back, and that's because we're living in the Pines Renaissance.
Okay, maybe not all names work that well with the Renaissance thing, but Renaissance.
I'm here for it, and we're gonna talk Chris Pine in a little bit.
We are gonna get some
better
Chris...
late than never Chris Pine.
That's exciting.
But I like the Star Trek movies.
The first one's fucking awesome. The second one is very cool. The third one
was
let's go with underrated. Can we say that at least? And the fourth one, even if it's kind of like the third one, will be really entertaining. So I'm excited. There's a bunch of ways they can go with it. I think they've set it up like really cool with the multiple versions of Spock.
Mm-hmm.
That actually made sense for me. There's some talk that they, you know, remember in the very beginning of the first one, who's like the first actor that you see?
I don't remember.
Chris Hemsworth.
Is it?
Yes, because he was a nobody at the time and he played Chris Pine's dad.
Oh,
and he
yeah,
died, right?
Yes,
so then,
okay.
like, now, then they cut to, you know, Beastie Boys and the whole thing, and now I'm getting psyched about watching that movie again.
I would.
They're thinking about, like, with all this time stuff, they could try to bring him back.
That'd be cool.
And, like, him and his, you know, they're similar age, mm-hmm. but one's the dad, and they go on a mission together. That'd be fucking cool.
I mean, I think what they should do is that they should have, they have to go save someone on a distant planet, and it is Chris Evans.
Okay.
And then the villain of the movie is Chris Pratt.
Oh, easy.
And then all of the other Chris's die in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And only Chris Pine remains.
Only Chris Pine remains at the end of the movie.
Pananassance. I like that. Yeah, I mean, essentially the Chris battles are... Pretty much settled.
It's pretty settled with Chris Pratt in fourth.
I know.
The best Chris Pratt stuff is actually the bloopers of, what was that show? Parks and Rec bloopers.
So fucking funny.
Hilarious.
The come on her back is one of the funniest moments
of all
time.
That's one of the greatest like jokes of all time.
It's so great.
And then I'm going Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
No future for that guy.
Oh, I don't know what he was boring. He was the perfect casting for Captain America.
I'm just prepared to watch a really boring movie that he's in with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep. Oh, I can't. Yeah, that's,
you already
that's
know
that's
going to
happen,
coming.
And I will watch 40 minutes of it.
Yeah, and yeah. then I'm going Chris Pine in second and climbing.
Well, we know what era he's in.
Chris Pine was in fourth place for most of this fight.
I know.
And now look at him now.
Look at him now.
And then it's still Hemsworth, but I don't know how much Hemsworth we're gonna get in the
right.
future. So.
I mean, he'll maybe do Thor one more time, but like we said, we don't much care about, you know, the future of those. And yeah. I think that Pine has a little bit more, you know, he can play more different type of characters, so we'll see. But wow. I do like this. I'm excited for, I hope this for sure happens. It does sound like it's, you know, finally in the works. So I hope we get a good one.
Okay, we got to keep up with our theme here today of things, do we need it or not? We now officially know that Severance Season 2 is coming June 21st.
We need it so badly. Oh,
what a month that's going to be.
And honestly,
that month,
then
we're getting The Acolyte, The Boys, House of the Dragon, and Severance. What?
Holy shit.
What? All in the same month? How do we deserve that?
We are lucky boys. And you know what? That's going to be some electric pod talk, too.
I think Severance is the show I'm most excited about for the rest of the year.
I'm really... I'm almost nervous for it because I love it so much. And second season is like...
Going to be tough.
It's going to be tough on any show.
Because the...
Especially with this, where like they've asked so many cool questions.
And
it's time to start
so
answering.
So much of the show is that you are kind of don't know what's going on.
Right.
You know, a lot of the show is like...
And the little clues you get are electric.
Yeah. And so I think like, I'm just hoping that their answers or the next set of questions that we have to get are as good as the first set.
That's very well put. Yeah, we need some new questions for sure.
Because I also don't think that, like, I think where shows go wrong is that they ask a bunch of interesting questions and create a bunch of interesting mysteries, and then they answer them too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, these were all the mysteries, and now that was kind of like Westworld.
Sure.
You know, like season one, it was like, what is going on? There's all these crazy things that are happening behind the scenes. And then they were like, season two, all of the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, all right, well.
Yeah, they really did jump right into like, well, here's how it was created. Here's what's going on now. Here's what the ultimate design
there
was.
There are other parks that you could go to as well. And now this is the problem. And now it's going to have to change places. Yeah. And now it's in the real world. And I was kind of like, well, all of the reasons we like
real
season
world
one.
Should have been final season stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Severance, please don't turn into Westworld 2.
I know. No, but I'm most excited for that too. I would say Acolyte is up there, very excited. Really
House
all
of
those.
The Dragon,
of course. Dude, you can't miss on all of them. We got some big TV coming up. It's exciting.
All right. Speaking of big TV coming out, Fallout comes out this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
12th.
So today's
Friday.
Okay, so yeah, Friday the 12th. Watching it right away. You know, Clifton Collins or whatever that, or Walter Goggins or what the fuck is his name? I don't know, man. He's really funny and he's been in a bunch of shit, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Cause it looks awesome. They clearly put their budget into, you know, not paying like two actors way more than they need. I think they got just like solid TV actors that know how to do a good job and they put the rest into like writing, a big ass fucking budget, cool production, big sets, big action pieces. I have high hopes for this. Actually.
My problem is that I don't know the story.
I don't think it matters. I don't either.
But I am excited.
Well,
about
I mean,
it.
You do in that like there was a nuclear war.
I didn't
and
know that.
There's all these bunkers.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it.
Okay,
I'm gonna watch it. I'm excited, but I don't. I'm going into this blind.
Love it. Vault-Tec is like this company that did save a lot of people, but they also were like running experiments on each vault. So they would give like different stipulations in each vault. They'd be like, on this one, we're going to have them run out of food on day 5 and see what happens. And in this one, they're going to have, you know, 49 women and one man. And we're in this one, you know, just weird shit.
In this one, a guy who looks like the Colonel Sanders, is going to run it and it's going to have... it's going to be Silo.
Nice.
Because Silo is probably just in the same universe.
Honestly, that would be a good reveal.
Yeah. All right. And then finally, one of our favorites right now, something very exciting. HBO is giving Tim Robinson his own comedy series. What's it called?
It's going to be called The Chair Company.
The Chair Company. Okay. I don't think it matters.
I don't.
I think it's going to be like The Detroiters, but with a big budget.
Well, the Detroiters, I think, is kind of supposed to be a little bit more relatable, like two dudes live in real... Like, I think what this is going to be is if you took I Think You Should Leave sketch and literally stretched it out for an entire season, where, like, you know, he does something really embarrassing early on.
Yeah.
And instead of just being like, you guys, I did something embarrassing, he doubles down and doubles down and doubles down until he's like... You know, actually going in and like finding a conspiracy, and how deep does the rabbit hole go?
When
of
is
him?
This coming out?
Like, remember the pants thing where he's like, "Yeah, I didn't pee on my pants."
Yeah,
no, this is it's like gonna be like that.
Yeah,
dude, when's it coming out? I mean, fucking probably next year. It's gonna be a while.
I can't wait, Tim Robinson.
I
want to
see
more.
I want to see more from him.
I think that we're ready for him to become one of like the big comedic actors and writers.
Yeah.
And, like, I think we need to see him on the big screen. I think it needs to be, like, movies. To me, he needs to pair up with Seth Rogen or something like that. Like, we need him to pair up with one of the big comedic people.
Yeah.
And do some kind of funny movie. I think that's what we're missing from him at this point.
I think so, too. And, you know, if that doesn't work, and, like, he should always still be making I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah,
I think he can
absolutely.
Write those. I think he does that. I feel like the show is low effort for him.
So I heard that, you know, KFC? Barstool
Colonel,
guy?
You mentioned Colonel Sanders earlier.
Colonel Sanders,
different,
yeah.
Different.
KFC, the Barstool guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his partner is Feidelberg, I think.
Yep.
Don't really listen to them, but I see a lot of their stuff. He's like One Minute Man, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you see a lot of their stuff. So they were talking, and I saw that they were talking about I Think You Should Leave Live.
Okay.
And that there's like a live show. It's in New York right now. I don't know how much it's going to travel. But they said that it was so good. Feidelberg said it was so good that he would follow this show around like the Grateful Dead. And he said it was so amazing that they had a bunch of celebrities and people who had been in sketches. They played all sketches that didn't make it to air.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And then they talked about him and did funny stuff. He had all the people from the show on with him. And then Seth Meyers was out there for a long time,
nice.
I guess. And then at the end, Paul Rudd was out.
Wow.
And they said it was like a mesmerizing show.
Damn, only in New York, baby.
Yeah, probably.
That's New York tings right there.
Yeah.
Or maybe LA tings, but that's not going to happen here. Yeah. We would get like nobody. We would just have no real...
He'd be like...
Maybe Jesse Ventura shows up like at one point. I don't know. I don't think we'd get anybody good.
But yeah, I do think... Tim Robinson HBO series is something we should be excited about.
It's a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Time to move on to Hot Rex and Not Rex. And I'm going to actually start us out with Better Late Than Never.
Oh,
because
exciting.
We were talking about the Penaissance with Chris Pine. I actually went back and on your request on last week's episode, you talked about Chris Pine in Dungeons and Dragons. And I decided, you know what? I need to watch that.
And I just appreciate you did, but I'm a little bit nervous about what you're going to say about it because it is a movie that I've watched now three times.
Oh,
and wow. I laugh every time.
I thought that this movie was pretty stupid, but that doesn't mean that I didn't like it or think it was funny because
okay.
I did like it and I did think it was really funny.
All right.
It was a pretty dumb movie with not much plot.
Yeah.
But that didn't really matter because that wasn't really the point of this. It was mostly just a really funny movie that went from kind of like one funny bit to another.
Yeah.
A couple of the parts were so hilarious.
Okay, good.
The
yes.
first part where they escape, where
Jonathan
was super funny. And just like how he was telling the story and then he kept pausing and being like, you know, I think this is a part of the story that Jonathan would really appreciate. Was super funny.
Do we think that Jonathan will be here soon? He's over to, because their plan was to just jump on Jonathan and push him out of the window because he's a bird.
They made it seem like he had a plan that he was going to like go easy on them, but it was really they had a plan.
He's a bird man, so they needed. Yeah, it's so funny. And then obviously the raising of the dead.
The raising of the dead was one of the funniest things that's happened in a movie in the last 5 years.
Yes!
That's how funny I thought it was.
I'm
the
so
first
glad you...
the first guy where they blow all five questions was so well done.
It's perfectly written. It's almost like you know, who's on first level of, yes, writing bit. It's so good.
It was so good. It could work. I think anyone would think that that bit was funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was so flawless. Just how the guy sits up,
yeah,
how it looks, how they blow through all five questions without getting any piece of information. Yeah. And the last three questions they ask in about 5 seconds, yeah, and then he just, like, goes back to being dead.
And he's like, all right, here, I think we're done here.
I loved so the scene where he was playing the guitar and then he, like,
starts, like, to, yeah, glitch deformed. And
that
shit.
That was funny.
That was good.
All of it was. This was a funny movie. This is a great streaming service watch.
Yeah. All right, good.
This is like, it's Tuesday night and you have nothing to do. You're throwing on Dungeons and Dragons.
I love it.
Would I watch the second one? Yes, because it will be funnier.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think it was, dude, I appreciate that you watched it. It's not a perfect movie. I think that the reason that I liked it so much, too, was, number one, because I was laughing out loud multiple times, which is impressive. And also because it just so flew under the radar. It had zero expectations. Everybody thought it was going to absolutely suck. So then nobody watched it. And then the people that did were like, hang on a second. Like, there's some value to this movie. So
yeah.
I think, does it have, if they never make another one, does it have the potential to become this cult classic from this era?
I sure hope so.
I think so. I think it's going to find its following.
I think that...
I won't ever make you watch The Mummy with Tom Cruise, okay?
I watched some of it and I was kind of interested.
It's not that
I was
bad.
Watching it on TV.
Oh,
it was on TV, and I was like watching it. I had to, like, leave, and I was like, man, I better go back to that.
The tickling.
Yeah.
Just wait till you get there. Anyways, well, I'm glad you watched it, man. Better late than never. We haven't done it in a while, and what a good one to watch with.
Okay, we're going to do a couple follow-ups here of things that we've been watching and give you some updated opinions on things that you need to watch.
Yeah.
First up, Invincible. You finished it.
Invincible, I finished season two. It's a really slow show to roll out. Like, they'll do, be like a full year, and then they'll be like, here's season two, and then they'll give you four of the eight episodes, and then you wait another month. So part of that, like, makes me like it more, because you're kind of like, we get this finale episode, and then we don't get any for a long time, and it was a really good season. I think that finale, the season wise was really, really good, better than the first. The finale of the first was so epic that this didn't match that, but I'm very, very much excited for season three, whenever that might be. Apparently, and I'm really trying to avoid the spoilers from the comic books and stuff, because they're like, oh, you thought that was cool, just wait till this and this happen. I'm like, oh, scroll past that, I don't want to know. But it's good, man, and it's going great places. I think this is a wreck. It's so violent. It's so, you know, R-rated. It's got crazy action. Dude, it's funny and it's goofy. And it doesn't take itself too seriously, but when it is serious, you're like mouth agape. Like, oh my God, can't believe that happened. So Invincible is a hot wreck on Prime. Yep.
Okay. The next one we have to talk about is, this will be real quick because we've talked about this now multiple weeks, but we did get some really good feedback from some of our listeners who did decide to watch The Traitors.
Yeah, I love that.
The Traitors.
We got DMs.
What a good show. If you like reality TV, this is such an easy watch. It's so fun. It's like 11 episodes. You'll cruise through this. The Traitors, hot wreck.
Hot wreck.
And our listeners seem to agree.
Yep, they do. I've only actually watched the one episode, but, you know, it was nice. I was like, oh, I can actually watch it with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, which was nice, because usually, like, all the shit I watch, I have to wait for them to go to
they
bed.
They say shit on the show quite a bit, but they
and
don't.
That's
but they
fine
don't,
with
but
my
they don't
kids.
Say don't... too much else, and they, you know, it's really kind of, like, in a funny, campy way.
Yeah.
It's violent about murder and stuff, but it
yeah,
is,
but, of course, not
it's perfect.
Really,
no.
You know, the... That just makes the kids kind of interested.
Yeah.
Like, oh, murder.
It's a
but
really
of course,
fun show.
Dude, it's a good
great
show.
Great drama. How about this one? Three Body Problem. I did watch the first few. You're a little further than I am. I feel like this show is full of...
I don't know if people are going to love this show.
...mystery, but I I don't know that it's very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Now, I did see some sites that said that it was one of the best shows of the year so far.
Oh, really? Like sites that you generally trust?
I think
so. Or just scrolling around?
Like Vulture, is that a site?
Yeah, that's a site. Oh,
they
a
put
site.
It as like one of their top shows of the year so far. I think that this show is... I think that the story might be too complicated, and that's where it's an issue. Because they don't have time to give us so much backstory like Game of Thrones style. And so they're kind of like hurrying you into like a world of like VR and aliens and all kinds of mysteries. And I'm kind of like, I don't know where this is going.
Right. And I'm sure it's going to tie up really nicely and it will all make sense at some point. But does the audience have the patience to get those answers? And it just seems like they're still just asking questions even through, you know, the first couple. I got through the first two. I kind of struggled through the first two. The third one is like hitting. So I'm like, okay, maybe I hope it's good. I can't really like hot wreck it yet, but it seems to be a big show. I don't know if it's even going to get a season two. We'll see. So I almost want to pause a little bit. Because if, like, I finish season one and then they announce that there won't be a season two, I'm going to be fucking pissed. But, I mean, you're into it. You're going to at least watch 3 and 4, I assume, and we'll keep going.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely continue, but I just am a little worried about where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. Dan and Dave, and if they fail on this show, I don't know who's giving them another big show.
I don't think anybody.
I think there's going to be Dave... and Dan, they need to split up if this doesn't work.
Okay, and then you finished Halo. We talked about that a lot recently, but you had to give your final opinion on this.
Well, it's a show that I watched and was trying to get you to watch two, 3 years ago, whatever it was. And then season two comes out, and you get into it and watch it all and are like trying to wreck it to me. And I did watch it, and now I'm telling everybody it gets better. It gets better and better. By the last 2 or 3 episodes of the second season, I'm legitimately excited for season 3. So, you know, if you ever played the games, it certainly helps a lot. If you played the games, even just Halo 1 or 2, whatever it was, you should probably just try to watch it at least. And if you haven't, I don't know, you might still enjoy it, but it really wins when it's like kind of familiar, you know, and it looks like the Halo universe. It's kind of electric at times, and the action scenes are pretty good. I'm interested in the story. Halo on Paramount, it's not that bad. And they're definitely going to do a season 3 now, so I think it's good, man. Thanks for pushing me back into it.
I really enjoyed the end of it. And then finally, Shogun. Should people be watching this? What kind of wreck is Shogun?
It's a tepid wreck, man. It's very well done. There's nothing you can really nitpick about the show, except for the pace, and that can be a problem. It's, you know, it's very subtitled. It's very slow. It's very historically accurate. All those things are true. Doesn't make it super, super, you know, engaging as you're watching it. Big moments are fantastic. A lot of, like, slow conversations about different cultures and how they're, you know... It's maybe not quite as good as I thought it was going to be. I'll just be honest about that. Maybe I thought it was going to be an A-, and it's more like a B-. But it's still, I think, worth watching, and I will be finishing it.
Okay.
But FX doesn't really miss. It's just not as exciting as I was hoping it might be.
All right, so we're going to end...
That was rapid fire, dude.
Yeah, it really was. We're going to end our show with a segment that you don't know about.
Oh.
Okay, we are going to be playing a Mount Rushmore game, like a lot of people play Mount Rushmore, but we are going to add our own twist on this. Have you ever been to the Black Hills?
I have.
So you know that there's Mount Rushmore, and then they also have a...
Waldrug.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also have a partially finished Crazy Horse.
They do.
Okay.
Which, watch the weird, like, read the weird article about that, by the way. But anyways.
Crazy Horse, okay. So our Mount Rushmore is also going to include a Crazy Horse. Okay, so you get Mount Rushmore, your top four. Crazy Horse is the one you...
A little bit of a wild card.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a wild card. You wanted to add it possibly, but you just couldn't fit it on there.
Didn't quite fit.
You know. So here's my my task for you here, and I will help you out with a list
okay.
that I have prepared. This is your Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse. We're looking for five of 90s TV shows.
Ooh, okay. I like this.
Okay, so 90s TV shows. I'm going to give you a list that I found here that has a bunch of them.
Okay.
You can save some for later. You can skip right through some of them. But we're going to go through. We can talk about some of the ones that need talking.
Okay.
So we're going to start here with one that I think is way too low on this list. A show that I feel like I watched every episode of.
Yeah.
This was like part of my childhood, Full House.
I liked Full House. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I guess at this point I wouldn't put it on my Mount Rushmore or in the Crazy Horse spot. But
how much did you watch
this
show?
I mean, I did, but it wasn't like something that I couldn't miss or I got a lot of pleasure out of. If it was on, it was like, well, this is above average. I mean, I would watch Roseanne if that's all that was on. I mean, yeah. I would watch.
There wasn't a lot of choice on TV.
No.
So you'd come home and you'd be like, well, I can watch Full House or I can watch Growing Pains.
I really hate Married with Children, but I'll just like fucking leave it on because you have nothing else going on.
Yeah.
You had no choice.
All right. I've never heard of this show. It's called Living Single.
Oh, you didn't know about that one?
I've never heard of that one, no.
Okay.
This one doesn't count. It's on here technically because it started in 1999. It's Futurama. Great show.
You can't count that one?
I don't think we should.
Okay.
It's not a 90s show.
No,
it's
not.
It's on for part of 1 year.
You're right.
Charmed.
No.
Dawson's Creek.
Nope. Was too
Felicity.
Young, Felicity. No.
Sports Night.
Nope. Can't include it.
Buffy.
No, I didn't watch it.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Ally McBeal.
No, didn't watch it.
Daria.
Daria, I did watch, but didn't enjoy it. You know what I mean? It was
No one did.
No one did at the time, and now people think that it was like this like sleeper. It's just boring.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay, now you're speaking my language a little bit.
Okay.
I did enjoy that. Brother with the deep voice, great stuff.
Now he does Jimmy John's commercials.
Yeah.
How about Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I did watch quite a bit of this. You know, gosh, I'm trying to think
of the ladder in her window. How are her parents okay with that?
And then just like the boy comes over.
Yeah,
all the time. Yeah.
This show always made me uncomfortable. Third Rock from the Sun.
I watched a lot of that show. Once again, not because I loved it, but it was funny.
I think anybody loved it.
No.
News Radio.
That one's up there. I usually would skip this one, too.
Party of Five.
Wouldn't watch it. Too adult for me at the
Ellen.
Time. Ellen. Loved Ellen. At least for the first few seasons.
My So-Called Life.
Nope.
South Park.
Yeah. Let's put it on the Mount Rushmore. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's getting a spot instantly.
Okay. We have Freaks and Geeks.
Nobody watched that show then. It's just a miracle because everybody's a superstar now.
But everybody watched every episode of this show, That 70s Show.
I'm not going to put it on there. It could be on yours, but it was good.
Okay, Frasier.
Hated it.
Nobody.
I was too young or whatever, man, but
feel like Frasier was such an asshole show.
Yeah,
like, even dude. If you just watched it, you were an asshole.
Yeah.
How about this one? I'm sure you watched every episode of this, Boy Meets World.
I watched so much of this. We should jot this down as a potential.
Yeah.
For sure.
The Nanny.
Fran Drescher. No.
Will and Grace.
No.
Martin.
Put it on my fucking list, dude. You know I watched all the Martin. I watched... Dude, remember they had Shaniqua?
Yeah.
And, like, white people thought that was so funny, I think. I don't know. It's probably racist, but, like, you know, he would put on the wig and play all these different characters. I thought Martin Lawrence was the funniest person on the planet for years. So Martin could be on my... It's flirting.
Law and Order.
No.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Nope.
Friends.
When did that start? More like 97?
94.
Oh, yeah. I get it, man. Although I probably watched it when I was a little bit older.
Yeah.
Like in 94, I was 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, wasn't really watching it then, but.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Put it on the list. That is big for me, dude. That was seminal, man.
Okay. What about Sex and the City?
No.
What about The X-Files?
You know, I did watch some of it, but it was too scary.
It was pretty scary.
It was so scary. I couldn't watch it.
The Sopranos.
No, I didn't watch it till later.
Doesn't really count. It was 99. Too. Yeah. I'm not counting that. Yep. The Simpsons.
I watched a lot of Simpsons, but it wasn't my favorite cartoon. Even then, didn't grow up trying to watch all of it.
Seinfeld.
You know, once again, something I didn't really watch in the 90s. I probably started it later and then watched older episodes, but, you know, it was a show for 20 to 40 year olds, you know?
Okay, what about Twin Peaks?
No.
All right, and then here's your kids' shows, if you watched any of these. You had Rugrats.
I hated
it. You had Doug.
Loved it.
Doug was so good.
Doug might need to get on there. This is going to be kids' shows. I mean,
The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Nah.
Clarissa Explains It All?
Loved it.
Hey Arnold?
No, that was a later.
The Secret World of Alex Mack?
No.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Hell yeah, that was sick, dude. Jot that one down. That's a possibility. That one was so good.
All That?
I watched a lot of All That.
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Watched a lot of that.
The Ren and Stimpy Show?
No.
Saved by the Bell?
Did you watch Saved by the Bell?
Not that much. Family Matters?
I watched a lot of Family Matters. No, skip it.
Step by Step?
Yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Woo!
Captain Planet?
Oh my God. Once we get into like the kids animated stuff, I'm going to realize that I was a kid in the 90s.
Power Rangers?
Yeah, I know you want that on yours.
Sister, Sister?
No.
Home Improvement?
Yeah, you should. I was waiting for this one. I watched a lot of Home Improvement. Yeah, unfortunately.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Obsessed.
X-Men?
X-Men. I mean, X-Men was my show that I was like so excited to watch. I think we should put that on there. That might just get a spot right away.
Beavis and Butthead, The Simpsons, we already saw those. So there you go. That's all of them.
Okay.
All right. So we have this list. You got to eliminate a bunch of them here.
Yeah.
We have Full House.
Skip it.
We have Everybody Loves Raymond.
Skip that.
We have Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Cut it.
We have Third Rock from the Sun.
Cut it.
We have Ellen.
Cut it.
We have That 70s Show.
Keep it for now.
Boy Meets World.
Keep it.
Martin.
Keep it.
Friends.
Cut it.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Keep it on.
Seinfeld.
Cut it.
Doug.
Keep it.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Keep it for now.
Home Improvement.
Keep it.
And X-Men.
Keep it. All right. So now we got...
So we have five spots because we have Mount Rushmore
okay. And
Crazy Horse.
And Crazy Horse.
Okay. So we have nine shows.
Okay.
South Park, That 70s Show, Boy Meets World, Martin, Fresh Prince, Doug, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Home Improvement, and X-Men.
Ooh, strong, strong, strong. All right, so let's go ahead and put Doug and X-Men on the face of Mount Rushmore, okay?
Okay.
I'm good with that. Let's go ahead and take Martin and put him as Crazy Horse.
Okay.
And then that leaves us two spots left.
So you might need to go two spots for six shows, okay?
Yep.
South Park, That 70s Show, Boy Meets World, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Are You Afraid of the Dark, and Home Improvement.
So we got to put Fresh Prince on. Okay. That needs to get a spot. And now, I want you to, I mean, this is kind of mine. I'm a little bit older than you, I guess, and maybe that's why, but...
What can you eliminate here? South Park, That 70s Show, Boy Meets World, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Home Improvement. What's the worst of those?
Let's cut out 70s Show.
70s Show, gone.
Didn't really watch it.
Okay.
South
Park, Boy Meets World, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Home Improvement. I don't think Are You Afraid of the Dark deserves
it. No, I think it was pretty short-lived. I think you just put Boy Meets World on there.
Okay.
And I think that we're complete. I like this.
So there you go.
God, I watched a lot of Martin. You don't understand.
Your list of this is Mount Rushmore of 90s TV, all right, is Doug, X-Men, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Boy Meets World. That's really strong. I don't know how anybody didn't watch those shows.
Yeah.
And then Crazy Horse, big surprise, it's Martin.
Bro, I knew all of his friends' characters' names. I knew everything about that show. I really thought that show was so fucking funny. There's one part where, remember the thing where he eats like something and his face like all blows up?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like trying to kiss his girl, and his girlfriend was hot.
Yeah.
I like that show a lot.
Okay, here's my question for you.
Gina! Gina!
What is the best show of the 90s? Because I have
Well, you go ahead with yours. I mean...
I really believe that the best show of the 90s, the most important show of the 90s, the show that shaped my life, was Doug.
Yeah.
I'm not even messing around. I think Doug was the best show of the 90s.
I'm fine with that. I mean, I watched every episode. Doug Funny.
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise. Yep. Skeeter.
Skeeter Valentine. Roger Klotz. Pork Chop. Mr. Dink.
I'm good with it. Honestly, I think it's kind of something that crosses over between both of us, which mm-hmm. I like. It was like a show that the main character wasn't like perfect or completely flawed. Like, I hate when like these kid shows have the main character be a total fucking asshole the whole time.
I feel like everybody could kind of see themselves in Doug.
Yeah.
At least every white
suburban
boy.
Like, you get kind of embarrassed
boy.
And your friends are like a little too crazy. Sometimes you're the one that's like pushing too hard on stuff and you kind of learn like, oh, I was dumb.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a strong show.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to remember that, like, well, how old were you in 99?
In 99, I was 11.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, you know, 13. So. Yeah. My favorite show, of course, was like a kid show of the 90s.
Yeah.
Should we do this next week with the thousands, I think?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that, because now we're going to get into some real shit.
Yeah, we can do that. So,
I like that.
Everyone, one more time, our Mount Rushmore of 90s shows. We have Doug, X-Men, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Boy Meets World, and our Crazy Horse, because no one else is doing Crazy Horses.
No, this is
a lot
good.
Of people are doing Mount Rushmores, but only we are doing Crazy Horse, and that's Martin.
Perfect first attempt at this. I love
it. All right, guys. So that's it. That's all the time we have on this episode of the Nordies Podcast. Go back. Check out our sports cast. It was a lot of fun. A really good episode. We tried to talk about some different things this time. We talked women's sports. We talked pro wrestling, all kinds of fun stuff. So, and also all the classics. We talked about the Timberwolves and the Twins and the Premier League and all kinds of stuff. So go back. Check that out. Otherwise, thank you guys for hanging out this week with your best friends here at the Nordies Podcast.